I wanted to give the American Western non-Muslim readership a window onto the Muslim experience. There's so much discussion of Islam in, you know, the news and in the papers every day, but people don't have a felt sense of what it is to be Muslim. They don't have an emotional or a felt sense of what that word refers to. The months that followed were witness to a series of spiritual experiences that would remain singular in my life, all revolving around the Quran and my evening study hour with Mina. At school, I was starting sixth grade. I would find myself inexplicably in states of eerie calm and awakeness. For hours, something as simple as the play of sunlight against the classroom's chalkboard could occupy me completely, not to mention the food in the cafeteria. I recall sipping from my carton of milk one lunch hour, shocked. The full, creamy, comforting flavor seemed like a miracle. And while part of me wondered how it was I had never truly tasted milk before, another part of me had already concluded that these experiences had their source in my new contact with our Holy Quran. I loved growing up in Milwaukee. I loved growing up in Wisconsin. I always felt very accepted. It was before 9/11. Being Muslim wasn't a political thing. And in many ways, most of the folks that I grew up with didn't really even know what Muslims were. That isn't to say that I felt like my family was anything like the families that I would go and hang out with and be around. You know, the aesthetics were, of course, totally different. The houses looked different. They smelled different. There was a different relationship to femininity. There was a constant ongoing sort of discussion about what was appropriate for a woman to be doing and not to be doing, and what was it appropriate for a woman to be wearing and not wearing. And the ladies on the television, what were they wearing? And they shouldn't have been wearing those things. And all of that sort of stuff was a very important part of my childhood. I do remember, actually, we used to go up to the Northern Lakes. My folks had a place up in Eagle River, this camping lodge, I guess you could call it. And I remember one summer, there was a girl about my age, who, brunette, you know, cute as can be. And I guess she took kind of a liking to me, and I didn't even, you know, I didn't realize it. And we were sort of, you know, would play on the docks and whatnot. And then one day she shows up at the house to sort of see if I want to go out and play, and she's wearing a bikini. I don't know. It's just my mom came out, and there wasn't any scolding or anything like that. It was just such something so odd about it. It's like, do you want to go play? And I'm like, well, I don't. That seems like that's probably the wrong thing to do with you right now. Trying to negotiate how to be an American kid meant beginning to accept that I liked American girls and that I was going to do what American boys did with American girls, meaning going out with them and, you know, trading notes. And then when you got old enough, starting to neck and, you know, all of that sort of thing. All of those hurdles were things that I consciously pushed myself through because I knew that I wanted to be part of this culture, because this is where I was from, and I didn't want to be in opposition to it.